Space Trawler from March 17th, 2020. Chipu and Etana have gone down to the living area of the ship and are talking to Tess Fay, who's still sitting on the floor with Ruddock. And in the background, we see one of the beds has been, a curtain has been pulled in front of one of the honeycombed bunks, kind of. And Chipu, sitting there, points over towards it and says, "She's in there with the Metabot. We were requested to let the bot work in peace." Etana says, "How are you? Why are you on the floor? Did you throw up?" Next panel is just Ruddock and Tess Fay, and Ruddock says, "Sorry, I meant to eat the evidence." And Tess Fay says, "I'm fine. The day just wiped me out. Are we on course?" And next panel, Etana says, "Yes, we are, but will Emily be okay before we get there?" And Tess Fay is standing up now, and he says, "I guess we'll have to wait and see." Next panel, they're standing next to each other, and Etana says, "Maybe we should study our Aproxa scans to learn about Labatrak in case she has to stay here." He says, "That's a really good idea." The next panel is a different angle where we see Etana and Chipu, and Etana says, "It's scary, though. I hadn't realized how much I've been emotionally depending on her to hold our hand." Chipu says, "There's no bravery without fear, just like there's no real hunger strike without resisting a platter of chocolate churros." In the last panel, Tess Fay says, "Yeah, going solo scares the pants off of me." And Ruddock, looking up at him, says, "It's kind of liberating once you get used to it."